Lacona 35-0. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. Van Buren is at Highland Riverside tonight. Indianola travels to Sioux City East, I should say. Mount Pleasant is at Fairfield. Fort Madison goes to Centerville. Of course, it's Ottumwa at Mason City. That was supposed to be a 5:30 kickoff, but that has now been moved back to 7 o'clock because of the weather in Mason City. And I believe that's pretty much all of the games we're following tonight. We'll keep an eye on these. We'll come back and talk to the crew for some more halftime highlights and halftime statistics. And we'll also get that Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half when we come back on Friday Night Lights.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. IV fuel.
Still there.
Seven minutes after 6 o'clock, we'll head back up live to Prairie City and Monroe as Albie again leads this one by a score of 21-6. The only other scores, again, that we have right now include Bondurant Farrar up on Clark, 36-0, and some other early starts, Montezuma at Southeast Warren. They lead 35.
time, we will be heard wearing hoisted flags for the singing of our national anthem by vocalist Alex Hempart.
Warm up fans, coming to you live, 6:55 here on Friday night, October the 4th. We are live from Brooklyn, Iowa, BGM. The Bears against the North Nebraska Warhawks. We're getting set to kick off here. Just heard the national anthem. As the Bears get ready to take the field. You are listening live on KIIC.6, feed number 6. All the scores, one station on a Friday night. We're in touchdown timing.
What up?
We keep bringing it to you every night. We're in week number seven?
Sounds about right.
Number seven, the 2-4 Warhawks coming off of a disappointing
homecoming.
A good Pekin team. I tell you what, Tommy, we talked about it a little earlier on the truck right up here. Whoever did the scheduling for North Nebraska didn't do them any favors in the middle of the season.
No, they didn't. You know, you come and play three ranked teams 3 weeks in a row. It's pretty tough.
Yep, started 2 weeks ago in Montezuma. What we turned the mayhem in Montezuma turned ugly real quick. Last week, homecoming, Pekin came in. Well, Mahaska was able to keep it close during the first quarter, but Pekin, the Copeland boys, and the Pekin Panther team took away. In a hurry, so, but we're week number seven. We're here live, Brooklyn, BGM High School, the number one ranked Class A school in the state of Iowa, according to the Des Moines Register. So it's, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. We're hoping North Nebraska can put a few things down here earlier. You know, the last few weeks they've had to play from behind. Which for Richards and Steve Merritt and the Warhawk offense doesn't tend to end very well. You know, Montezuma, I went to the end of 3 of 12 or 4 of 15 passing for the night, and last week 3 of 10, 4 of 10.
I think it's
6 for 12. Well, last week saw some of the best sophomores getting snaps in the fourth quarter. After Drummond came in to end that game for the Warhawks, and just got out of hand. So we'll see what the Warhawk offense has tonight. We want to thank Thanks to the great people that help make all this possible. First of all, thank you, KIIC, for having us on every week. We've had a lot of fun doing it. As, they may show sometimes we're not seasoned veterans when it comes to college football games, but we really enjoy it. We really enjoy you guys tuning in to us at home. We want to thank Roro Antiques of New Sharon, the Bruce of New Sharon, the other Collier Jewelry in Oskaloosa and in Atoka, American Cleaning, Jim Miller. Thank you, Jim, for having us, for sponsoring us on Medi-Cal Pharmacy there in Oskaloosa, Ryan Seed Company in Kelly Bryan there in New Sharon, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, and we're better than Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa, and I'm going to have to do a little searching through my emails because we've got some new information on some sales going on at Slumberland here this week. Community First Credit Union, Maple Ridge, the assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa, East Mountain Grocery there in New Sharon, Cargill in New Sharon, Proline Building Company from New Sharon, and Windstream for all your long-distance needs, not available all over, but where we can get Windstream. KIIC has recently changed to Windstream and able to save some money. So we got the captain sent it out onto the field. We've got about a minute and a half left to kick off here, so the captain's going to come out and do the coin flip, and let's see who's going to get to take this one. But as we talked a little earlier, the middle of this schedule for the Warhawks has just been brutal. Montezuma Peak and in and out here in Brooklyn, but we've got three games to end the season with some teams that not in the third place we're at right now, Tommy. You know, one win, two win teams.
Yeah, Lindell Hoey, that's exactly this year. Three season rank number one. They dropped completely out of the rankings.
Yeah, the team, I think, had a lot of higher expectations this season. And they're coming into this week in the district.
I think they're running.
1-4, I want to say between Lindell Pleasantville, and Liberty Center, that Southeast Warren team, all those are right there with us at the bottom of the district. So we're going to give our best shot tonight against the number one ranked team in the state. But we've got, you know, three kind of bright spots here to end the season. So, again, my name is Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. We've got about 30 seconds left to kick off here. Touchdown time. We're going to be bringing all the action live. We're in week number 7 of Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Looks like North Mahaska is deferred to the second half, so North Mahaska is going to line up to kick this one to the Bears.
Now, it would be nice to get a win tonight, ruin a homecoming for BGM.
Yep, but a good BGM team awaits us here as Klein and Perry look like back to receive the ball for the Bears. Really nice complex here in Brooklyn. As me and Tom make our rounds, you know, we see some of the good. So sometimes some of the smaller schools, we're out on the bleachers, we're in the stands. Line up, North Mask kicking this one off. It's going to be number 4. Klein, he's going to feel the ball about the 25, make it up. He's going to be past this field. He's going to be going to run off the center, but he's going to take this one all the way. That's number 4, Jack Klein. Klein's taking it 80 yards, returning the opening kickoff. 15 seconds into this one, and BGM on the board first. But the Bears take the opening kickoff close to 80 yards for the score.
Wow. I don't think there's any words for that. It's just wow.
You know, we've had excitement like that so far this year. That's the fourth or fifth kickoff return for a touchdown we've had.
Yeah, but it's usually started second half. Not
I don't think we've had one happen this early. We had Stockdale a couple weeks ago kick the very first play from scrimmage.
70 yards for a touchdown. English Valley, I believe.
English Valley team, but opening kickoff here, the Bears take it. The Bears and Jack Lyon take it 80 yards from score.
Well, I got to say, last week I believe it was the first time all season that there was no special teams touchdowns by the other team.
Yeah, that we've seen. So they're gonna have to kick this one. Balls down, kick it up. Oh, off the crossbar. Tommy, you got a blocker back around. Look at kind of seen that happen more than once.
Yeah, that ball's still being played.
Outreach for the Bears to kick that one. He got it just a little low. Wasn't able to get it over the crossbar and hit the knife. So
I think the laces were in, not out.
So 15 seconds into this one, the Bears lead it 6-0.
Laces out.
Yeah, this first quarter spots to you. Brought to you by Coro Antiques and New Sharon. Coro Antiques, it's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in all of Iowa. Something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda Cheryl will find it for you. Coro Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. And McGriff's, McGriff's from New Sharon for all your farmer-owned projects. Thank McGriff's from New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard heavy-duty wood posts, including creosote, barbed and woven wire, and much, much more. McGriff's, your farmer-owned supply in South Central Iowa, proud to support the North Mahaska High School Athletics. All right, so we got Stockdale back to field this one for the Warhawks. Number 32, Kyle Greach, to kick this one for the Bears. Bears be kicking right to left. Comes up. Ball's up. Short kick. Stockdale's going to take this about his own 11. That's past the 15, the 20. He's going to come back to near side. Past the 25. He's going to be dragged down about the 3rd or the 28. He's going to mark in close to the 29-yard line. That's where the Warhawks are going to go. We're 1st and 10 with 11:39 to go here in the first quarter.
Nice starting position for the Warhawks right there.
Yep, good field position. Hopefully, I tell you what, when North Mahaska has been able to get stuff going early, we've had some success so far this year. It's when they've got behind and had to resort to the four wide wide receiver and passing the ball. So we've got Richard Letterson, that's wide receiver near side. Stockdale and Rutledge behind him. He's going to hand off. Going to be to Rutledge, the up back on the left side. He's going to get the line of scrimmage and driven back by a couple Bear defenders. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. Second and 10. I got to tell you, you folks at home, if you don't come out to a high school football game on a Friday night and enjoy some of the food, me and Tommy get to see some pretty good food. And I tell you what, the $6 meal deal here in Brooklyn this week is about the best we've had so far.
I don't know, the Super Nachos.
The Super Nachos in North Mahaska are the best food. You can't get better for $4. Offside eye behind Richards, ball middle of the field. Yeah, take the pitch to far side to Stockdale. Pass going to be out here. That's going to be 85 Kohler for him. Makes the catch and up to 35. Pick up the close to 6. They take the pitch to the far side, and Stockdale sold it pretty hard. Part of the Bears' defense did it, and gave Kohler just enough room to get on the flats and make a reception. So they're going to give him 7 on the play, 3rd and 3.
That's a nice way to start your passing.
It's a great
game.
Got a little success early, built some confidence. Got a 3-man stacked out behind Richards here, 3rd and 3. Oh, looks like a little movement here on the near side. That's 52, Hednut. I think Hednut jumped a little early. They're going to get him on the procedural penalty. Now, after a good pickup to give him a 3rd and 3, you're going to be back to the 3rd and 8.
You know, penalties is what hurts us the most. Last week we had quite a few penalties.
And penalties, mental mistakes. I think Coach Aaron would agree that's held this team back so far this year. Boss on your side of the field now, 3rd and 8 with 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Offset eye behind Richards. Rutledge and Stockdale. Man goes in motion far side. He can take the hand up to Stockdale near side. Miles out. Probably intercepted. That's number 2. Bears at the 40. He's going to return that pass to 30, 25, 20. He's going to come near side. Looks like he may be able to stick this to stand 5 all the way in. Number 2, Mason Sherwood.
Wow.
Sherwood picked up by Ross. Richards kind of threw that one up, didn't have enough on, and Sherwood was able to get underneath it. And Sherwood returned it 40 yards to the touchdown for the Bears. So with 9:42 to go,
14 points on the board, no offense.
Only 12, we missed the kick. We're going to start the kick on this one.
Yep.
The 12-0 the Bears. So far, the Bears have yet to run an offensive play from scrimmage. Tell you what, this is the kind of things that good teams do. They make plays, and then this Bears team has made 2 great plays here in the first quarter. So number 32, Greach, in for the kick. Snap, ball's down. Kicks, he slips on it, but he focuses it through. 9:42 to go. That leaves us the Indiana Bears. 13, North Mahaska, 0. Thank you, more of the people making this possible. This first quarter is sponsored by Crow Antiques in New Sharon, Progressive New Sharon, and Gardner Collier Jewelry in Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. Gardner Collier is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. They're one of the best fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa.
You know, wait till you're getting better. Say, Gardner Collier.
I've been practicing. That's the one that tripped me up the first couple weeks. So Tommy's going to be bringing us some other scores from around South Central Iowa here tonight as our broadcast goes along. Of course, with a little more than 3 minutes gone, I don't know, or 2 minutes gone, I don't know if there's any of that.
There's been a couple of teams that actually started early. That's
true. With the weather today, we did have some that moved up. I think Albia moved their kickoff up to 5:30. That game may be getting close to being over.
Speaking of Albia, 21, PCM in row 6, third quarter.
1-6, Albia looking to go unbeaten this year. Good Blue Demon team. Reach up, the kick is up. Starkville's going to come up and field this one about the 15. Up past the 20, come near side, 25, going to make it up to the 30. Going to be just beyond the 30, up to about the 31. Mark that one. The Bulldogs will take over first and 10 with 9:36 to go in the first quarter.
The other score we got is Knoxville 7, Caldwell 21. That's in the second quarter.
Okay, Knoxville, Caldwell. And that game, I believe, has moved up too for the impending weather. As we drove up 63 up through Montezuma tonight, it was a very pleasant evening for all the doom and gloom they're saying is going to come later on. Ball's far side of the field, offset eye. Okay, that's going to be near side of Stockton. Stockton's going to make it up to the secondary, up to the 35, the 36, fall forward to the 37. They pick up a 7 for Stockton. For the Bears. So second out of three. We've had a couple of real positive plays beside the penalty and the interception that was returned.
Yeah.
All right, and that's going to be to Rutledge. Rutledge is messy. He's behind the line of scrimmage and driven back. He's driven back for a loss of two. That's going to bring up a third and 5. We can see a little bit of lightning off to the far north. I want to thank the BGM athletic director and the ones here in the booth for finding a great spot. I'll tell you what, it's a pretty spot from on the crow's nest at Monty here a couple of weeks ago. We're out of the weather. If it does decide to rain, then we're all Waco. We were in a good spot in the press box, too. We've been spoiled. The I formation, two receivers near side. Richard's going to back the pass. He throws one up. This one just going to be picked off. That's number two. If it feels like that, a 30, going to get a fumble the ball. He was caught from behind.
Bob Bartel,
but fumbled the ball out of bounds. Sherwood on the interception. He returns it 30 yards back to the 20.
That's his second interception.
Second interception so far. We're finally going to see the Bears offense come, and they're going to come on the field with a lead of 13-0. They haven't had to run a play yet. Richards, again, just kind of threw that one up had two defenders in the area. He threw it up, and Sherwood was able to come down with it.
He heard some footsteps.
Number 5, Brian Kegel, in under center, single back behind him, receiver both sides. And that's going to be near side. So we cut back, and that's Greach. Greach spins, ball on the ground, and see what to make a spin move, and Northland has to power inside to the 5.
That's a good thing.
So Greach picked up about 13, 14 on the play, but the ball was poked out by a North Mahaska defender. And North Mahaska recovers down about their 5-yard line. They're going to get first and 10 here with 8:04 to go in the first quarter. A lot of excitement so far.
Yeah, there is.
A lot of excitement.
Their own 5-yard line.
Their own 5-yard line. North Mahaska is going to take over. Stacked eye behind Richards. And that's going to be Stockhill, he's going to pass up behind two defenders, behind two blockers. He's going to pick up 6, close to 7. We'll see where he marked him out of bounds on the far side of the field. They're going to give him five, so second 5 with 7:57 to go. Run out of bounds, stop the clock. Bortel and Rutledge in that stacked eye, two blockers up to the far side, and Stockton was able to make the corner. So, high formation behind Richards. And that's going to be the up back. It looks like Rutledge. Rutledge is going to go up for about a yard, maybe two. See where they mark this one. Going to give him a yard. So third down and 4.
Number 33.
Rutledge is the ball carrier for the walk. Number 33. Getting yard. Third and 4. 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Bears leading this one 13-0 so far. Warhawks were able to pick up some positive yards, but two interceptions have given giving the Bears the ball back, and then one play and a fumble, and North Mayaska with the ball back. I formation, Rutledge is tied up behind Richards. Richards is going to keep it, run off right tackle. He's going to move forward for about a yard and a half, maybe two.
Yeah, I just saw that lightning.
Lightning. They're going to give him three on the play, but it's going to bring up a fourth and short. Fourth and short here for the Warhawks. Fourth and not even a yard. Fourth and about a half a yard is where they're marking it right now. They've got 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
They're a little... That's confusing.
A little confused. The guys with the sticks were moving sticks, but we had a fourth down mark on what was... The officials, the referees headed over to talk to Coach Eric here because the chain gang was moving the chains, but we had a gentleman marking fourth down, so the down marker was showing fourth and short, but the chain gang was starting to move the chain, so they're holding it fourth down here, fourth down in less than a yard, fourth down about a foot and a half for the Warhawks. Although you're deep in your own end zone, they're on their own 14-yard line. He is going to send Richards back to punt. So fourth and short, the Warhawks are going to punt this one away. The Bears send a receiver back, number four. Jack Klein is going to be back to receive the punt.
High snap.
He's going to get it. Oh, they kicked it off the ground. He dropped the ball. As he went up to get it, came down a little weird.
I think it slipped out of his hand.
Did get a foot on it, but it barely made it past the line of scrimmage.
Well,
kind of a bumble play. That's going to give the Bears first and 10 inside the Warhawks 20-yard line. They're marking about the 17.
Well, let's try to get a fumble.
It worked last time. It worked last time. Well, so far, three turnovers in the first quarter between the two teams combined. The Bears were able to take the opening kickoff 80 yards for a score. And then return a fumble.
Interception,
I'm sorry. Pitch is going to be near side. He's going to make it around the corner. He's going to run around. That's just going to go in. Before Jack Klein. He's going to run all 17 yards. Took the pitch from Kriegel. Cuff brought it near side. He had blockers in front of him. He was able to take it 17 yards for the score. And that puts the Bears up 19-0. 6:24 to go in the first quarter. Not sure, but almost kind of like the Warhawks didn't get off the bus tonight. Kind of reminds me of the Waco game a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago down at Waco.
Nothing would go our way.
Looks like they didn't show up to play.
6:24 to go. Reach is going to line up for the extra point. Almost down. Kick is up. Kick is good. So 6:24 to go in the first quarter. That puts the Bears up 20-0.
I hope the score is not correct. Stark 0. Bond Durant Farrar 42.
42-0 in the first quarter. Holy moly. maybe somebody at the studio hasn't updated the other side of that one just quite yet. I mean, hopefully that's in the second half. Of course, I don't know if they had the first touchdown as we did. Man, that would be quick. So 6:24 to go. The Bears are going to line up to kick this one back. Greach, seems like Greach has got his week's worth of kicking in already. We're not even halfway, or almost halfway through the first quarter. Kicked off three times, three extra points. Stocko back to receive this one, standing in his own eight, close to 9-yard line. So far, the Bear offense has ran two plays. One was for 15 yards on a fumble, which was recovered by North Mayaska. The other one was for 17 yards on a score.
Not much to go off.
Comment on that. So Breach lines up to kick here. Comes up. Ball is up.
High kick.
Shorter kick. High kick. Stockdale runs up to get it. Ball comes off his leg. As he was having to come a long ways up to recover that ball. I think the keeper is onto his leg. It did go out of bounds. So no penalty on the out-of-bounds kick because it did touch the Warhawk. The Warhawk led before it went out of bounds. So the 6:19 to go, the Warhawks going to take over first and 10 by on their own 34-yard line. Without moving my mic around here.
Oh, sounds like the same stuff.
So like it was grumbling. They're going to come out of the stacked eye here. Bortel, Rutledge, Stagga behind Richard, stacked eye. Bortel's going to go in motion near side, follow on the far side of the field. Pitch is coming back. Stagga, pitches for Stagga. Off his hands are recovered. Number 63. Shane Swaymaker for the Bears recovers the fumble. That's going to give the Bears a first and 10. Well, I'll tell you what, Tommy.
That's three turnovers by the
Warhawks defense. Stocko is starting to come out. I don't know if Richard rushed the pitch or I mean, it looked like he got it to him. He just kind of short-armed the catch.
Oh, it looked like it was a little behind him, too.
Yeah, he had to turn to try and make the catch, and that was what a rough first quarter here for the Warhawks.
I know the refs are watching the weather right now.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of lightning off to the north. We can see it's gone a couple of times. Single back. They're going to take the snap, fake the pitch near side. Ball's going to be up. He tries to five and lean forward for a touchdown. Number three, Zach Freeze.
Just like that.
So just like that. The Bear offense has been able to line up back-to-back one-play scoring drives.
Well, the first time the offense came on the field, they fumbled it, they probably would have been in the end zone.
Yeah, he picked up a good 15 yards. So that pass from Kriegel to... Who's that having a freeze? Kriegel to freeze. Extra point kick is up. That puts the BGM Bears 27, North Massillon 0. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Tell you what, they don't give them the number one ranking for no reason, Tom, but we haven't done any favors. We've given them a short field of work. So far, they have run a couple pretty good plays. But
you know, I kind of think that BGM team might be able to beat Texas.
There's a lot of teams this year that might beat Texas. We're not seeing much. Coach Eric's going to be inside a Warlock team on the far sideline. They're going to come up, and he's going to...
I think they're...
He's going to have a little bit of a meeting. Well, while they're talking over, we want to thank some more of our sponsors. Again, this first quarter brought to you by Crowley Antiques, New Sharon, Progressive New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry, and American Cleaning, Jim Miller and American Cleaning. They're your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water, damage from flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need cleaned, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. So it's 6:06 to go in the first quarter. The Bears leading this one 27-0 as the Warhawks haven't got the ball on the other side of the field. And with the turnovers, we've had two interceptions, a box punt by Richard so far. Kind of have the feeling one of those were kind of tough to find a bright spot so far. You know, we haven't even probably been able to call a defensive play for the Warhawks.
Well, we got a fumble here.
Other than the fumble that was on the Bears' first offensive play,
I didn't see who caused that fumble.
I didn't either. It happened so fast, and then the offense was back on the field. But so that reach for the BGM Bears is going to kick this one again. And again, he's had more than a nice workout of kicking so far with four extra points, five extra points.
Four.
No, four.
Four.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
He missed one.
Missed one, three, four, yeah. Yep. Took me a minute to do the math in my head. Reached the kick this one. Stockdale standing on his 10-yard line. Kick is up. Good kick by Greach. Stockdale's going to back up and catch this one.
Oh.
Well, just had about the 10, right up past the 15, the 20, up to the 25. And there he falls forward about the 27. They're going to mark him down. They're going to mark him down right about the 26. That stops the clock with 6 minutes to go as the Warhawk offense comes back on the field.
14-yard return for Stock Hill.
26-yard line.
Starting position. Starting on the 26. Halfway through this first quarter, and it's been all Bears so far. Rutledge and Stockdale, line Richards. Richards is going to keep it right off right tackle. He's going to lean forward for about a yard. The Portell in the slot. The Bonner's coming on your side. Pick up about a yard. He's going to bring up the second and nine with 5:42 to go in the first quarter.
Second and nine.
Need to get a few plays here, chew up a little bit of clock, and get it down the field. High formation, and that's going to be far side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage, driven back. Lost for about a yard back to the original line of scrimmage, about the 26. Tackled by number 54, Hawkins, for the Bears. Lost about a yard and a half. They're calling it 3rd and 11, 3rd and 10 for the Warhawks. 5 minutes to go. The first quarter is the Bears lead this one 27-0. Stack dive, they're going to bring Bortel into the eye behind Rutledge. Stockdale in behind him. Richard's going to have near side two blockers for Stockdale. Stockdale met with the line of scrimmage. Their defense, wow, sniffed that one out pretty quick. And that's going to bring up a fourth down. Picked up two on the play. I'm at 4th and 8, so I think Richards is probably going to kick this one away. Hopefully he can get a better foot on this kick than he did in the first one.
Yeah, there's been a couple of high snaps from the punter. I don't know if that's messing him up or if it's the wet conditions from the grass and the ball.
Sherwood and Klein back on their standing on their 40-yard line to receive this one for the Bears. Good snaps. Richards puts a boot to it.
End over end.
Good kick. Ball's going to land about the Bear 45, down to the 40.
Right on the 40.
Right on the 40.
They don't put it right on the 40. Leg roll wrong.
Leg roll down to the whistle down and dead as Don came up to make a play on that and decided against it and left the Bear offense on the field. So the Bears are going to take over 1st and 10 on their own 40-yard line. Only 55 to go in the first quarter.
Well, this is the deepest I've seen them besides kickoff on their own side of the field.
Yeah, the Bears haven't had the ball on their side of the field. We haven't got to call too many offensive plays for the Bears. As the last three times they've touched the ball, they've scored. So Kriegel under center, 32, Greach behind him. Now it's going to be right side to Greach. Greach's going to cut back. He's going to hit Richards down at his feet. Old Peter's going to drag it down, but not really picks up close to 20.
Wow. He's a tank.
Greach ran right into Richards. Was able to lower his head, stay on his feet, and pick up another 7 or 8 yards, and Old Peter was able to jump on his shoulders and drag him down. 20-yard pickup on for Greach. Kriegel with Greach and Klein behind him. High formation, two receivers, both sides. Pitch is going to be the far side to Klein. Klein's going to cut out to the outside. He's going to make it around the end. He's going to make it up past the 30 to 35. He's going to be drugged down. Holpeter again, but not after he picks up 25 yards.
Oh, one thing I like about Holpeter, he's out there playing his heart out. He didn't stop it.
He leaves it all on the field. He hasn't had much of a chance to do that so far. BGM ball on the Warhawk 15-yard line, 1st and 10, with 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Bears break huddle. Kriegel under center, Greach behind him, single back. Two tight ends, wide receiver both sides. Kriegel's going to hand off near side to Greach. Greach has been met by Colpier behind a scrimmage, and he falls forward for a couple. That's going to bring him a 2nd and 6. Pick up a 4 on the play for Greach. Colpeter was able to bring him down. Colpeter is the only one that's made a tackle so far. It seems like on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Tell you what, if you had a team of 11 Colpeters, I think you'd
be doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. I don't think
the other team would have a chance to get the ball across the line of scrimmage.
The other team may be bigger, but they'll fake you down.
Kriegel under center, single back behind him. That's going to be Klein. Slot receiver near side. Receiver near side. A little bubble screen. Ball overthrown, and the ball is thrown backwards. So that was a live ball, but the ball's going to be out of bounds about the 16, just beyond the 15. So loss of, before they had their loss of about five on the play, is going to bring up a third down for the Bears. Pass out of bounds, stops the clock with 2:14 to go here in the first quarter. Yeah, they're going to mark it just beyond the 15. Third and nine, showing third and 10 for the BGM Bears. Ball's on your side here. Kriegel under center, single back, that's Klein. Wide receiver far side, two tight ends, slot receiver, that's Greach. Pitch is going to be far side to Klein. Klein's going to make it around the corner. Oh, there's a hole. It's going to be brought back to the other side. He's going to make a pass at the center and down to Polteter. Polteter is able to go into the end zone. Klein took it around the far side for 15 yards. The Bears taking in the score with 2:02 to go in the first quarter. Bears lead this one 33-0.
One thing I'm noticing with these Bears running backs, they get hit and they just keep their legs moving.
Yep.
I watch North Nebraska run, they get hit and they stop.
Yep, they're not. The Bears continue on through the play, they lower their head and they're able to pick up positive yards even after the contact.
They're fighting for those extra yards.
Greach in to kick his fifth extra point of the first quarter. He's 3-for-4 so far. Snap, ball's down, kick is up. If it's good. So with that kick, that puts the BGM Bears up 34-0. We still have 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Well, they line up to kick this one again, and there again, Greach has had enough kicking here in the first quarter to tire most normal football players out. Touchdown, you got...
I got to wait for my phone to load.
Okay. Or beyond, probably a little LTE coverage here, but I don't think this first quarter is sponsored by Crowro Antiques, the best of New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry, and American Cleaning, Jim Miller, American Cleaning. We're bringing it along with KIIC, Wendell Campbell, St. Farm, and Oskaloosa. I'm your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to us on Friday nights, Friday Night Lights. You're listening to week number 7 for these North Nebraska Warhawks.
Are you fine, young gentlemen?
All right, young gentlemen. With 2:02 to go, Greach is going to line up to kick another one. Stigdale back standing on his own 10-yard line. Kick it up. Get into a kick by Greach. Stigdale back inside his 10. Field about the 6. 6 past the 10 to the 15. Run near side to the 20. Breaks a tackle, up to the 25, going to fall forward, close to the 26. Cardinals going to... He's racking up the return yards, but I tell you what, we're not doing much with it after we get the ball returned. Warren Hawkins going to take over first and 10 with a minute 54 to go here in the first quarter. Bears, all Bears in this one, as the Bears lead it 34-0. Bortel on the slot, near side. Wanders far side, offset eye behind Richard. Richard's going to hand off left side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be met the line of scrimmage and driven back. Number 54, Adam Hawkins in an initial hit, and a couple more Bears in to make the stop.
Well, last week, Hawkins played Montezuma, and here in the next couple of weeks, they'll play Southeast Warren, I believe.
Southeast Warren, that's the last week of the season.
That score of that game, Montezuma 35, Southeast Warren 0. And it's in the second quarter.
Second quarter, so there's a similar game going on there as what we have here. North Nebraska ball, middle of the field. Richards with the offset eye behind it. Skydome Rutledge, Wartell in the slot near side. Wanders far side. The line continues. They take the pitch for Stockdale.
We got flat.
Oh, it's got flat. It's got flat. It's picked off. Picked up at the 35, and that was returned for touchdown number 40. Tyler Thompson. But this one's going to come back. I think we had a pass interference on the play. because Gortel's coming out into the flats.
Might be a holding.
We're going to talk about this. He'll fly down to the 31-yard line. Holding by the Bears. So even though he returned that one for a touchdown, this one's going to come back and give North Mayaska a first down. So finally, something that goes the North Mayaska way in the first quarter. Tyler Thompson steps in front of that one. He had nobody in front of him between here and the goal line, was able to take it in, but with the holding penalty on the Bears, it's going to bring the ball up to the North Mayaska 40-yard line. Automatic first down for the Warhawks. Get first and 10 ball on the Warhawks 40-yard line. Richards in the huddle. They break huddle. Rutledge, Bortel, and Stodgill behind him in a stacked eye. Two tight ends in for the Warhawks. Snap, handoff's going to be to Stodgill. Their side, Stodgill's going to be up the line of scrimmage. Then into a pile and knocked back for no gain. Play up second and 10 for the Warhawks. We're inside a minute in the first quarter.
Yeah, who gave on the play? Yeah, Stodgill. He just needs to lower his head and start running. He was standing straight up when he hit that pile.
Yeah, he ran right into a pile and was knocked back. Second 10, 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, in the stacked eye, Bortel, Rutledge. Pitch is going to be far side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it around the far side. There's one of the North Mayaska offensive linemen, Rutledge, on the line. Stockdale's in the backfield, dragged down for a loss of two on the play. I'll bring up 3rd and 12 as we wind down. Clock's going to wind down in the first quarter. And as the clock runs down in the first quarter, it's all Bears. Two interceptions, one return for a touchdown, and a couple of one-play drives by the BG Bears. One of the drives, they went 60 yards down with three plays. That puts us the BGM Bears 34, North Mayaska Warhawks 0. Reset the clock for the second quarter. One thing that's sponsorship for the second quarter, Medi-Cal Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, bringing you the second quarter action, North Mayaska Warhawks football. Ryan Seed Company, Charlie Bryan, your Sagenta Independent Seed Advisor, and Boyd U.S. Cellular. Boyd U.S. Cellular, how old are you with Boyd U.S. Cellular? Trying to get some more scores from around the area?
Well, good enough. At least I'm being honest. Let's see.
I will say this one thing you've always been good at time is being completely, blatantly honest.
I try.
In other words, we want to thank Medi-Cal Pharmacists. Pharmacy, the Medi-Cal Pharmacist is knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The Medi-Cal staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer my questions. I know that they care, and that's why Medi-Cal Pharmacy in Oskaloosa is where I go, Medi-Cal Pharmacy. AIC football scores.
Hey, it came up.
As you can see, Albia 42, PCM Monroe 6. That was in the fourth quarter.
Wapello 8. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont 12.
An Albia game has moved up due to the weather. They kicked off at 5:30, and they're winding down that one, hopefully before the weather.
Pekin 27, English Valley 0.
English Valley team, we had a big win over here a couple weeks ago. The lightning continues to happen here north of the stadium. 7-12, ball on the North Mayaska 38-yard line as we start the second quarter. High formation, offset eye. Bortel goes in motion. Richards, ball up. That was going to go through the hand of Bortel, and Bortel streaking down the far sideline. Bortel got in behind Klein and the Bear defense. Bortel was there. The ball was on his fingers. Not able to come in with the catch. Would have been a big pickup. And with as fast as he was moving, I don't think Klein would have caught it.
No, I don't think he would have. Right now, Richards is 1-for-4.
1-for-4 passing as Richards back to punt. Brings up 4th and 12. Ball still on the 38-yard line. 11:54 to go in the second quarter.
1-for-4 with 2 interceptions.
You know, Tommy, you can kind of feel the weather starting to change as the
Reese cuts through.
Nice.
Richards puts a boot into this one. Klein's going to pick it up around the 22-yard line. Big block. Klein, sitting on his feet. They will come around the far side. He's got nobody to stop him. He went up the near sideline, was able to get into the defense, and then reversed the steal. Klein fielded that one at the 20, and he returned it 80 yards for a BGM Bear touchdown. So with 11:33 to go in the second quarter, BGM, the Bears, all Bears in this one, this one 40-0.
Wow.
Good time by Richards. He almost kind of outkicked his coverage as Klein was able to field the ball about the 20, ran up to about the 40-yard line, got a little resistance, was able to reverse his field, get up past midfield, and once he got toward the far sideline, had nobody to stop him. Flying in the hole, reach out the kid.
Strip the FA. You never know.
Reach gets the kick away. They punch it through. 11:33 to go in the second quarter. All Bears here tonight as the Bears lead this 41-0. We want to thank Brian C. Kepner, your suggested independent seat advisor. They are located in Oskaloosa and the distributor for the surrounding area with a full line of NK beans. The Golden Harvest Corner. For more information, call Kelly Ryan, 601-660-2251. We also want to thank Slumberland. The prices are small, the savings are huge during the mega sale of Slumberland Furniture. Everything's on sale, plus all recliners and chairs, including Lazy Boy, are 2-for-1 low price, as little as $3.99 for two. Get any size ceiling mattress sets, as little as $99 each when you buy the set. This is the big one, the mega sale, only at Slumberland Furniture. See hours, directions, and more at slumberland.com.
Hey, I got a score update.
What you got, Tyler?
1 Cedars, 2 Seymour.
2-5-0. A final score.
Seymour forfeited that game.
Oh, forfeited that game. So 2-0. We had one earlier in the year.
Montezuma 61, Southeast 1-0. Second quarter.
1-0 in the second quarter of that one. Reach up to kick.
Short kick.
That's going to be Sarah Codd. We're on the 25-yard line. That was number 13.
Hitler?
No, yeah, Hitler. Did you handle? I trust him. A little bit of a short kick. Hibbler was able to get underneath the call for the fair catch. That's going to do the Warhawks first and 10, ball on the 23-yard line. 11:30 to go in the second quarter. Bears lead this one 41-0.
Hey, you know, on the broad side, we got one first down.
Very true. I think that was by way of a BGM penalty, if I'm not mistaken, on that holding penalty. It was returned for a touchdown that brought back.
That is true.
Offside eye behind Richards. Stockton Relich. Fortell's going to go in motion. There's defense adjusts. They fake the handoff far side to Richards. Richards ball up in the air. Oh, overthrew Fortell.
Yep. Almost picked off.
The defender Sherwood given a good chance to catch it out, but through the fingers there. So it's going to bring up second and 10, 11:26 to go in the second quarter. Continues the lightning off to the north. You can kind of feel the wind, even though we're in the press box here, the wind has changed a little bit. And
seems a little
cooler. Yeah, the flags on the far side of the field seem to be standing pretty straight east to west. Offset eye behind Richards.
Bringing the rest.
That's going to be Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it up the right side. And then secondary still on his feet, up past the 25. Pick of the three on the play. Then we have third and seven. Stockdale picking up three on the play.
Picking up three.
We're getting lightning a little more frequently out here off to the north. Ball's in the middle of the field. Offset eye behind Richards, Rutledge and Stockdale. Fortell in the slot, wanders out far side. Handoff's going to fake the handoff. Ball's going to be toward Kohler. The fly is going to come in late on the play. Klein was in on the play for the Bears. Kohler lined up in the tight end spot, was able to run up the near side. Pass interference called on the Bears.
That gives us another first down.
I believe that will be an automatic first down for the Warhawks. So a third and seven with a 15-yard penalty is going to give the Warhawks a first down.
That's another Warhawk.
First down. So right on the 40-yard line, the Warhawks get a first and 10. 10:38 to go in the second quarter. You're listening to the first half action of North Nebraska Warhawk football, KIIC feed number 6. All the scores, one fish in KIIC. Don't forget to join us for the locker room show after the game tonight. We're coming to you live from the White Buffalo. Albia with the win tonight. They'll be hooping and hollering up at the White Buffalo. Offset eye. Flag on the far, the linesman on the far side of the field threw the flag. Grossman on the defense. So following the 15-yard penalty, the Bears give the Warhawks another 5 yards. Upcoming at first and 5, ball on the Warhawks 45-yard line. So the Warhawks have picked up 20 yards in the last 30 seconds and haven't had to snap the ball yet.
Right now, the Bears have 30 yards of penalties.
30 yards of penalties here in this first half for the BGM Bears. So first and 5, ball on the 45-yard line, 10:38 to go in the second quarter. Offset eye behind Richards. Richards going to fake the handoff. Oh, the ball in the air.
He got hit hard.
He was hit in the backfield. He was able to get the ball away. Zach Breeze was on the play. No, that was number 3.
That was Breeze.
Zach Breeze coming from the far side around the end. Nobody caught the block, and he was able to run unimpeded to the quarterback. Richards was able to get the ball away, but he took a pretty good shot. Incomplete pass, stop the clock, going to bring up a second and 5. It's 10:33 to go in the second quarter. Handoff's going to be near side of Rellis. Rellis going to get the ball on the ground. Fumble on the play. Rellis never did get the handoff from Richards. The Bears are going to recover it here on the Warhawk 40-yard line. The play was a handoff from Stodgill here on the near side. Stodgill never did get the ball from Richards. So with that turnover, that gives the Bears the ball back with 10:26 to go in the second quarter. The Bears leading this one 41-0.
Four turnovers, and the Bears have only capitalized on 3 of that 4. 75%. That's not too
shabby for the Bears.
It's not too shabby for the Bears, but yeah.
Bear offense comes to the line, number 5, Kriegel. Got Klein behind him. North Nebraska is going to take a timeout and talk about it. In the second quarter is brought to you by Medicare Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Brian Seed Company in Oskaloosa, Boyd U.S. Cellular, hello better, which is Boyd U.S. Cellular, the company that puts the people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop and limit their 4 locations, Albion, Grinnell, Newton, Old New Sharon today, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello better. The Boards U.S. Cellular.
Hello, better.
Hello, better. any more scores we need to keep track of?
Sigourney, Keona, 12. West Branch, 6.
West Branch, 6. Sigourney, yeah.
Carlisle, 21. Knoxville, 7. That's at the half.
At the half. I got that one started a little early because of the weather.
Ella Christian, 6. Ogden, 0.
Ogden, 0.
Joaquin, 3. Selfies, full 3.
You know, the scoreboard, you see that's 41-0 so far, and that English Valley Montezuma game is getting about out of hand, too.
61-0.
The scheduling in the middle of the schedule for the Warhawks has been just brutal. 3 top 10 Class A teams in this week. So Klein in the shotgun. We got 3 receivers. Man comes in motion. Handoff's going to be far side. He's going to pick up 5-10. He's going to get into the defense. That's number 36 for the Bears. He's going to make it down to the 15. Olson was able to go in motion, take the handoff, and run around the far side.
Yeah, Kohler's on the stop.
He was able to catch him and drag him down. That's the ball all the way down to the 13-yard block. 13-yard, 27-yard pickup for the Bears. Again, this one we got Klein in the shotgun, three receiver, slot receiver, man comes in motion. Klein's got to take it. He's going to run it up the middle, up far side. Klein's going to take this one all the way in for the score. 13 yards on the score for Klein. A little bit of a high snap. Klein take the handoff and the man in motion that was able to run off left side and in for the score for the Bears.
And how many touchdowns does Klein have?
It'll be eight, if I'm counting correctly.
Oh, Klein doesn't have.
No, not Klein. I'm sorry.
I think that was number three
or four of the Bears.
No, this would be number seven.
Oh, seventh extra point.
Okay.
Keep it up. A little short. Landon just short of the crossbar. So a 9:52 to go in the second quarter. UGM Bears leads up to 47-0. I said it reminded me of Waco. Now this is the worst nightmare than Waco.
This reminds me of watching Ohio State play Akron. Or...
some of those early NCAA games where you get some Division I AA or Division II teams that are playing the big boys. But
they said that the worst score of a game this year so far for NCAA was 77-0.
I don't remember the teams in that one, but I do remember.
I think it was Florida State or Florida. It was
one of those SEC teams playing a smaller school. So 9:52 to go in the second quarter. It's been all Bears here tonight. Lightning continues to light up the sky off to the north. We're getting a little more frequently now than what we did at kickoff. 9:52 to go.
Looks like BGM's backup quarterback starting to warm up.
Breach in the kick. Stogdale back. Hibbler's going to be the up man to field at about the 25. Get it up past the 30. Going to be drug down.
South of 30.
So we're going to give him up to the 31.
8 yards return.
8 yard return. 8 yard return to North Mahaska. They're taking a first and 10 ball on the North Mahaska 30-yard line. 9:47 to go in the second quarter. The first half has been all BGM Bears so far. They've scored 47-0 BGM over North Mahaska. Richards under center, two receivers far side, Rutledge and Stogdale behind him in the eye. He's going to hand off near side to Stogdale. Stogdale is going to get up past the 30, and there he's going to be met and driven back by a host of Bear defenders. Reach was in on that one. Hawking in on the stop for the Bears. Bring up second and 10, giving no gain on the play. Still continues to be a steady breeze moving in. They said earlier, Tommy, kind of east to west. Two receivers far side for the Warhawks. Eye behind Richards. Richards are going to go back, throw one up. And there's a lot going to be intercepted. The 45 is going to be back into Warhawk territory, down the far sideline, down to the 30, 25, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds on number two. Leo Sherwood. Richards was able to move it into that one, but not enough for the receiver, and that ball brought down by number two, Sherwood. So with 8:53 to go, Bears going to take over first and 10 ball on the Warhawks 22-yard line.
Third interception
for the Bears defense.
I think that's the third one. Who caught that one?
Thought it was Sherwood. They go behind. Klein goes in motion. Pass is going to be near side. A little bubble screen to the far side.
Wow.
25. He makes it to the far side. He crosses his field. Back down.
Hibbler
out on the snap, but not before he picks that.
Those
15 yards. Number 25. Oh, Ryan from there. all sorts of motion coming to the near side. Ryan stepped back for a screen to the near side, and he was able to reverse his field, go almost completely to the other side of the field. BGM first and goal to go, ball down on the 5-yard line. Krieger lines up in the shotgun behind line center. Four receiver set, slot receiver near side. Handoff's coming inside, handoff to Greach coming from the slot position. He's knocked out of the four, and he's going to make it in. Make it score. So Greach takes it 9 yards. 8:34 to go. Second quarter. The Bears tack on an L, and that puts us at Bears 53, Warhawks 0. Greach is a man in the slot here on the near side. Greach went in motion, was able to take the handoff and run back through the middle and go five yards into the score. Steps is down, kick is up. It's good. Looks like a pretty good kick for Greach. Must move. So 8:34 to go in the second quarter. We're not even a halftime. I mean, I'll tell you what, the number one team in the city, they show a lot of reasons why they're number one. They're making plays on defense. They're making plays on offense. They're making plays on special teams, kick returns. Aside from the fumble there in the first play from scrimmage for the Bears, it has been all BGM football so far here in the first half. With 8:34 to go, BGM leading this one 54-0. Want to thank you for tuning in tonight. This second quarter brought to you by Medi-Cal Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Ryan Teed Company, Boys U.S. Cellular, and Slenderland Furniture. So far at this rate, Tommy, our State Farm player of the game, we're going to have a hard time not giving it to somebody dressed in blue and white tonight, because definitely has to just having a hard time getting anything going, and BGM is showing why they're the number one team in the Class A in the state of Iowa.
You know, one game I'd like to see is the BGM-Monty game.
BGM-Monty, which I think should be coming up there in our district. So that one should be coming up here in the coming weeks. But, yeah, that's definitely going to be number one versus number four. And I tell you, this BGM team is a good team, but I don't know if they have the size that Montezuma has. The ball falls off the tee as Greach was coming in to kick.
Oh, just kicking on the ground like a soccer ball.
That's what you would do, Tommy. You're, with the soccer background you've got, you probably could have still kicked that one and gave it a little bit of a ride.
It might have hurt a little bit more, but
yeah, would have made it work either way.
It would have been a squib kick.
Squib kick. I'd be good at a squib kick. The lightning continues off north of the stadium. Now we're getting it much more frequent. The Greach tees up, comes up, another good kick, kind of a short kick.
Fair.
I'll be happy here on the 20-yard line. Might as well talk about Paul Peters. Made quite a few stops, and he made a fair catch, so we could possibly give him So with 8:34 to go, the Warhawks going to take over first and 10, bottom of their own 21-yard line. Bears leading this one 54-0. Richards breaks the huddle, stacked out behind him. Rutledge, Mortell and Stogdale behind him in the stacked eye. Two tight ends. Richards takes a snap, hands off far side to Stogdale. Stogdale's going to be messed. Line of scrimmage is driven back for no gain, going to lose about a half a yard in the play. He's going to bring up second and 10 with 8:24 to go in the second quarter. Unfortunately, in the state of Iowa, I believe the mercy rule for the clock doesn't start until the second half.
Ow.
So the continual clock will probably take effect in the second half of this one. That's left a lot of time on the clock for the Bears.
I still like my mercy rule. Let them play with about 14 guys.
Offset high behind Richards, receiver far side. Got Cohen running down the middle of the field. Wasn't able to get the ball away.
He was looking for Stockdale. Stockdale
on a little bit of the screen out to that far side. And he was driven back. Loss. We're going to give him the 8-yard line, it looks like. Loss of 12 on the play. That's going to make him a third and long.
for this Warhawk offense.
That's
a 13.
That's a 13. So third down 22. Ball on the north of the half to 8-yard line. 7:21 to go in the second quarter. Stacked eye behind Richards. Richards going to hand off near side of Stockdale. Stockdale's met at the line of scrimmage and driven back. Stockdale lost a one. Hawkins in on the stop for the Bears. They got 4th and 22. Lost a 2 on the play. 4th and 24. We're inside 7 minutes to go before halftime.
Lightning continues to go.
Yeah, we can see a pretty nice show of
it's pretty.
His lightning. Richard standing in his own end zone to kick this one. Over his head. Ball's going to go at the back of the end zone. High snap over Richard's head. Ball at the back of the end zone is going to give the Bears 2 more points.
You know, that's not the first time that's happened. Waco, we got a safety.
Waco, we did have a,
we got a safety.
Had a snap over the head of Richard's in that Waco game as well.
Hey, Con, George Heiner.
Donovan McDowell,
and
Brett Nolasnik. The North Mahaska is talking this one over as the officials are standing about the 25 talking something over. They break their huddle. It's like Klein and Sherwood back to receive the free kick. Getting ready to come here from the 'Cut from Richards. As Coach Aaron on the far sideline has got one of the officials there with Richard talking to him. Not sure what they're discussing on the.
They got a. What happens? Got a player going on a stretcher. It looks like.
Yeah, the wheel are gunning over the far sideline. It looks like North Mahaska's got a player that's going to be making his way onto the stretcher possibly. Coach Aaron and Richards break their huddle with the official. Richards gets a free kick. Here again, Klein and Sherwood back to receive this for the Bears. Good kick by Richards. Klein's going to field this one on his own 35, up past the 40, 45, midfield 50. I'm sorry, that was Sherwood. Sherwood came near side. Klein was lined up near side, and then they must have reversed right before the kick. It's about a 25-yard return for Schuller. It's going to get the Bears the ball first and 10. First and 10 ball just inside the Warhawk 45-yard line. So 6:26 to go. Tommy's trying to figure out they do have a North Mahaska player over on the far sideline they're working with.
It looks like they got his leg in a splint right now.
Kriegel. Kriegel under center. Hanno's going to be near side. Going to pick up about 2. That's number 17. Dalton Jack is on the carry for 2 for the Bears. That's going to bring up 2nd and 8. All Bears so far here in the first half of this one. The 6 minutes to go in the first half. The Bears leading this one 56-0. Not how North Mahaska wanted to come out and play first half against the number one ranked team. Kriegel under center. Oh, I'm sorry. That's going to be from the far side, off tackle. Going to pick up 5, 6. Going to get a first down. Number 16, or GM, and then a cornerback for the Bears. Then off to number 20. Who is 28. Colton Massengale. Colpeter right on the stop for the Warhawks. First down stops the clock. We'll wind it up.
That's for another GM.
He's going to pick up 1st and 10, ball on the North Mahaska 32-yard line. Jansen under center. High formation, the official's going to whistle. It looks like Hibbler's got some issues with the equipment. Hibbler's having some issues with his helmet. He walks over the far side and just kind of drops his helmet. So number 33, Rutledge, is going to come out and play for in place of Hitler. I formation behind Jansen. And that's going to be the up back. He makes it up into the secondary. Up past the 25 to 20. It's going to be dragged down about the 15. They got a 17 on the play for the Bears. They're making the first down. The first down was 5-12 to go in the second quarter. First and 10 ball in the Northwest, their 15-yard line. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bears leading this one 56-0. Jansen under center. Jansen's going to drop back to pass. Got a man coming across the middle. Ball incomplete. Good pass by Jansen. It's up number 21, Grady. Grady, the ball threw his hands and into his gut, but not able to come back with that one. Jansen under center, high formation, two receivers far side. And now it's going to be the left side. He's going to cut up past the 10, it looks like. Pick up a 5, maybe 6. Massingale went on the carry for the Bears. So 8 on the play. He's going to bring up a 3rd and 2. Fall down to 7. The Lightning continues to go off to the north here. We can see a big flash. Ball far side of the field. Jansen under center, two backs, high formation behind him. And that's going to be the up back. He's going to cut across the field. And that's the pass to the 5 and out. Across the goal line. Another touchdown. With 4:10 to go here in the second quarter, puts the Bears up 62-0 over the North Nebraska Warhawks. Give a shout out to my mom and dad listening tonight down in Upton, Missouri, Plato, Missouri, South Central Missouri. We're preparing ourselves here this evening for what they talked about all day on the weather. Some rough weather here tonight. So hopefully we can get this one in before the rain starts. Extra point snaps up. Greets kick is up and is good. Time to go in the second quarter. All embarrassed for this one. GM Barrett leads 63-0. So as we look at the District 6 matchups, for what we've got going on here later on in the season, as we look into Winville, Sully, Pleasantville, and Southeast Warren there at Liberty Center, this middle portion of the section for the schedule for North Nebraska has not been friendly. For really tough games, Montezuma, Pekin, and this BGM Brooklyn team. But as we look, you know, they're well toward the bottom of the district seeding list with us. We've got these teams, the Linville, Sully, the Pleasantville, and the Liberty Center, but for Southeast Warren that are going to give this North Nebraska team a chance to come back and do a little redemption here this season.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that. Sorry, I couldn't find out.
We were trying to figure out who they did card. One of the North Nebraska players off had his one of his legs in a splint. We're not sure. We'll try and figure that out at halftime who that was. Didn't even notice anybody hobbling off after a play or anything like that. We just kind of noticed them wheeling a gurney over.
Yeah, I'm doing a process of elimination, but that's kind of slow and painful.
Reach kick. It's a short kick. Call for a fair catch. Threw his hands. Fall on number 10. Number 10, Gage Simmons, calls for the fair catch. Just got word it may have been Brett Doty that was hurt on the North Nebraska sideline. We're trying to confirm that. But he was wheeled off, leg in a splint. Again, there wasn't an end point that he was unable to get off the field, but made it to the sideline, and they decided to split it up and take him off the field. Ball near side, offset eye behind Richards. Rutledge and Stogdill. Wander's the far back. Kadoff's going to be far side to Stogdill. Stogdill's going to make that pass the line of scrimmage. Pick up about a half yard on the play. Get bring in second nine. Inside 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sody listed one of the offensive guard and defensive ends.
I am not seeing him on there right now, so.
We haven't confirmed that, but we're thinking that was the Warhawk player that was carted off. Carted off the sideline, I should say, not off the field. Offside eye behind Richards. Stockton on Rutledge. That's going to be up there. Rutledge. Rutledge, a little bit of a reverse. Reverse to the other side. Picked up another half yard. No gain on the play. They gave him the line of scrimmage as he took the inside handoff from Rutledge and was trying to go around the far side and was met by half of the Bears defense. Getting down 3 minutes to play the second quarter. BG and Bears leading this one 63-0 as we're winding the clock down to halftime. Offside eye behind Richards. He breaks huddle, comes to the ball. And now it's going to be right side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it up past the 25. Fall forward. Up to about the 27.
Hey, got some yardage.
Pick up the three on the play. Still going to bring up the fourth down. Fourth down and six. Let's see the... So we're on front of this one away. I don't know how you keep the ball away from this Bear team. Special teams, defense, their offense.
I know how. Don't
kick it out of bounds. That's the only way.
Well, then their offense gets it.
Yeah. Richards and the kick. Good boot to the far sideline. Ball going up about the 20, taking North Mayaska bounds. Over and out of bounds inside the Bears' 30-yard line. We just need to get a lot of lightning off to the north of the field.
It's about Sherwood.
Sherwood, watch that one go over his head and then let it roll out the far sideline. With 2:02 to go in the second quarter, Bears leading this one 63-0. They're going to take over first and 10, ball on their own 32-yard line. Jansen back out there, quarterback for the Bears. The answer, I believe, probably Massengill. Jack and Massengill and Kevin Kilmer. Yeah, it's Kilmer and Jansen. Jansen under center. Wide receivers both sides. Ball on the far side. Yeah, it's going to be to the up back. He's going to be better at the line of scrimmage and dragged down. Old Peter in on the stop.
Oh, that's not me.
There's not a couple. There could be one more.
S-L-A.
Nope, don't
move me. Move your cars, please. Thank you.
No game on the play. He's going to ring up second and 10 for the Bears. Jensen under center. I formation behind it. Then that's going to be the right end. Ball's on the ground. Running back never got the ball. Jansen went back to hand up to number 29, Kilmer. Kilmer never got the ball. Warhawk's going to recover it. Got to recover it on the Bears 30-yard line. That's the field position we've had in the first half. With a minute 21 to go, the Bears turn the ball over. Warhawk's going to take over.
Lightning.
Yeah, it's just one right after the other here as we look on to the north.
Well, somebody's taking a lot of pictures. Take what you want.
That's a big flash if that's pictures. Get some chuckles out of the ones here in the press box with us. At this point, it's 63-0. We got to chuckle about something. So we'll laugh about that for now. So, minute 21 to go. Warhawks take over first and 10, ball on the Bear 30-yard line. Richard's going to come out. Four wide receivers stocked on the backfield with him. They drop back. A little bit of a bubble screen of a screen pass tried to Stockdale. Stockdale was hit well before the ball. Because they're going to throw a flag, and I think they're going to call a pass interference. Because the Bear defender tried to make the tackle before the ball was there.
Six. Is that
63-0? It is. That's an accurate score. I watched them do the math.
Oh, wow.
So as I sort this one out,
no flag.
The referee picks up his flag. He was the one that threw it. Picks it up and waves this one off.
This next play is going to be under review.
Tommy, did you video that first one? Can we?
I got a photograph.
I had a on it. Coach Harris tries to get an explanation from the referee. Doesn't get the answer he was looking for. But they wave off the flag of that one. Bring up second and 10. Minute 15 to go. The incomplete pass stops the clock. Four receiver set for the Warhawks. Stogdon in the backfield next to Richards. Shotgun. Richards takes the snap. He's got a man there. Oh, into the secondary. Pass intended for. Get a number here. Was that Wanders? Wanders on the far side. Ball was a little thrown a little deep. Tender had a play on, but wasn't able to come up with it. So with the incomplete pass, brings up third and 10 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter.
Brent Welker is number 8.
There's a snap. Ball coming around the near side for Stogdon. Stogdon pulled up around the 25. Tommy had to run upstairs. And, haven't been able to make many calls on the side there.
Okay, I'm back.
Tommy had to go straighten out the PA announcer here. We got a Wanders number eight on the field, but number 84, I believe, in the program.
84.
That way all season. And then Legvold wearing number 71, where we have Van Wielden. I think we called it wrong the first couple of weeks.
And then
wide receiver set, man in motion to the far side, shotgun on fourth down. Ball out to the far sideline. Richards will hit when he threw.
He hurt his arm.
Richards come down and hold his right elbow. Richards just hasn't taken his time here tonight to set his feet and throw. Seems like every throw he's made has been on his back on his back foot. Because that ball didn't even have a receiver in the area. It looked like Hibbler or Bortel. I think it was Hibbler. Was out running out toward the flat, but the ball well overthrown. That was a fourth down play, so change of possession. Turnover on downs for the Warhawks. Best field position we've had tonight. Not able to do anything with it. The Bears are going to take over. 17 seconds to go. It looks like Jansen out there. Reserve just take a knee and take them some into halftime. Takes a snap, takes a knee. 60, as the clock runs out of the second quarter, the Bears go into halftime. 63-0 over the Warhawks.
I would like to say hello to your wife.
Hello to my wife and your wife as well. Listening to
my wife too.
In Oskaloosa.
We're letting our kids play together.
So they're going to put 15 minutes on the clock for halftime. We'll be back here in about 10 minutes. We'll recap the first half. There's not a whole lot to talk about other than a whole lot of Bear scoring action.
Two first downs.
Only two first downs for the Warhawks. So, as we go to halftime, all Bears here tonight as the BGM Bears lead this one 63. That's a half four house.
I could go with the safe on the there with halftime.
With halftime. I think it's what the monitor picked up, so they extended the halftime from the normal 15 minutes to half hour. So if you're just joining us or wondering if we decided to forego the second half, we haven't left. It has been all BGM here at 63-0 at halftime. All Bears. We had interceptions. We had a kickoff return for touchdown.
Yeah, let's see. We got three interceptions
for the Bears team.
Two fumbles.
Two lost fumbles for the North Nebraska Warhawks. Did pick up one of those back. The Bears' first offensive play from scrimmage was a fumble.
I guess it's
a stretch. Preach put it on the thanks, sir.
I guess it's three fumbles because you do count the safety as a fumble. That goes out in the back of the end zone.
So we've had a little bit of everything so far.
But they're getting ready to kick off here in the second half. We got about 30 seconds as they wind the clock down, and they'll reset it for a couple warm-up minutes. But.
Give you an update. The interplayer for North Mahaska was number 50, Doty.
Brett Doty, out with an ankle. They told us we confirmed that with a couple of the North Mahaska faithful here at halftime.
That's right. Thank you to Ed Dumont. He's the one that relayed the information to me. So
with that, we hope speedy recovery. Again, I said there wasn't a time where he was unable to go, or they had to cart him off the field. But we noticed there in the second quarter, over on the far sideline, they wheeled a gurney over, was able to load him up with an aircraft or a slant, and get him off the sidelines, and hopefully to somewhere nearby where they can get him taken care of. We did talk with the athletic director at BGM, and if we do have another close lightning strike, they are going to go ahead and call this game here this evening. So they put 2.5 minutes back on the board as both teams are out and warming up here for the second half, a little bit of an extended second half. I'll let you know the second half tonight is brought to you by Community First Credit Union in Oskaloosa, Maple Ridge for Assisted Living and Memory Care in Oskaloosa, and East Market and Grocery in New Sharon. So we thank them for sponsoring us every week. Week number 7, Friday Night Lights. You're listening to KIIC feed number 6. I want to give a shout out to my nephew Stone, who's listening at Grandma and Grandpa's down in Upton, Missouri. So,
Stone.
Thank them for
thanks for listening
in to us. And there again, you know, anybody that wants to listen anywhere around the world, if you have a Thunderbolt app, you can download the free app on your cell phone or on your tablet. You can also listen to us on your PC. Go to KIICradio.com, select the live feed tab, and feed tab number 6, KIIC.6, feed number 6, is where you'll find me and Test That Time every Friday night. And then after that, not just on Friday nights, but any time if Grandma, Grandpa, or somebody down the road wants to listen to the game, they can always click onto the archives and select the North Mahaska games from the archives, as we'll be saved there. And even after the season's over, I don't know if you necessarily want, probably North Mahaska fans probably don't want to listen to this game again, because we have just had a tough night here for the Warhawks.
There are a few guys that I work with that used to play for North Mahaska back in the early 90s, about 94, 95, 96, 97. You know, they said that North Mahaska was one of the teams to beat, always had a winning season. They always had to go up against Linville Foley to find out who's going to go into the playoffs.
You know, and that Linville Foley team earlier this year was ranked in the preseason polls, I believe, early in the season. They've since fallen out of that. And, you know, as we look at this Class A District 6,
that is who we play next, Linville Foley.
We do have Linville Foley back at home. We've got two home games, Linville Foley and Pleasantville. So as we look at and pull up the District 6 standings before tonight, I was kind of feeding through some of those. This BGM Brooklyn team is going to have a chance to go up against a pretty good Montezuma team in their own right. Montezuma ranked number 4 in the state. Both of those probably, I would more than guess that when those two teams go head-to-head, they will both be unbeaten. And the winner of that game will be basically winning the District 6 contest. But if you look, Pekin sitting there at 4-1, Pekin, Montezuma, and Brooklyn, this BGM team, all sitting at undefeated in District 6. But then you've got a lot of one-win or no-win teams. We still have three of those to go, Glenville, Sully, Pleasantville, and Southeast Warren. So as we come out to break here in the second half, North Mahaska, the deferred to the second half, got number 21, that's Andrew Craney, sophomore for this Bears team, getting ready to kick off. We got Scott Jewell standing back at his own 10-yard line.
Where he's been lining up that half the game.
Yeah, he's received a lot of punts. Craney up, kick is up, good kick by Craney. Scott Jewell's going to catch about his own 10, up past 15 to the 20. Far sideline in the 20, up to the 25. Going to make it up to the far sideline. He's grabbed from behind and dragged down, but not until he got some good yardage up past the 40. They're going to knock him out of bounds on that far sideline. At the 42, going to give North Mahaska first and 10.
Gage Winner holding down.
Winner for the So the Bears are pulling out of bounds, but good field position to start the second half. But I'm not sure what Coach Eric said to him in half. I'm not sure what you can take away from that first half other than, you know, tell your seniors, guys, this is your last time playing here, and you know, go out and put a good face on for the second half. And
you know, it's probably the last time for the seniors to ruin somebody's homecoming, too.
Yeah. Snap, hand off right side, Stogdo left, that's the 42, going to make it up to the 43. They're going to give him about 3 yards on the play. Stogdo, look at him, 3, going to ring up 7. As we will see the running clock in the second half with the score, BGM Bears 63, North Manhasset Warhawks 0.
I thought you didn't want to say that.
Texas after I wanted to know the score and got to the point where we didn't want to repeat it. Stack down behind Richards, Hanoff's going to be the other at Rutledge. Rutledge is going to be at the line of scrimmage and driven back. They'll pick up about a yard up to the 44. They'll bring up a 3rd and 6.
Number 33.
I think that's 3rd and 7. Okay, now they spot the ball. So now it's a 3rd and 6. And Vishal was still walking his way back up to where the ball is. So I thought that's where he got it up to. They gave him forward progress close to the 45. He's just barely short of the 45. 3rd and 6 for the Warhawks.
Arm thickness away.
Just barely. Two receivers near side, high formation behind Richards. Stogdill and Rutledge. He's going to roll out near side. He's going to throw it. That's intercepted. Number 45 to the 45. That pass for 50 on his end of the field. He's going to bring up the near sideline. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds about the 20. That's number 25, Colton Ryan. Coming up with the interception for the Bears.
Getting there and knocking him out of bounds.
He's going to knock him out of bounds.
I don't know. I was thinking I would call pass interference right there.
We got some officials here on the near sideline discussing. They're walking the ball back up to around midfield. Illegal block in the back on the Bears on the return. It's going to be a spot foul. That happened right about the North Manhasset 43-yard line. So that's going to bring it all the way back after a great return by Ryan on the interception. That's going to bring the ball back onto the Bear side of the field, give them 1st and 10 on the 47-yard line. 9:28 to go in the third quarter. You listen to second half action of North Manhasset Warhawk football on KIIC seed number 6. Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor, State Farm agent. Touchdown, Tommy. Bringing it to you. Balls on the near side of the field. I believe this is Jansen back out, the sophomore quarterback for the Bears. And it's the up back.
Number 17.
Up past midfield. He's going to be met there by Paul Peter and the rest of the Warhawk defense. Going to pick up 3 on the play.
Dalton Jack
on the carry for the Bears. That is number 6. That's Jansen. And on Kriegel started this game, the senior quarterback, started this game for the Bears. He gave way to Tanner Jansen there in the second quarter as the lead dictated. Bears give some of the younger players a chance to play. High formation behind Jansen. 2 receivers, 1 both sides. Pitch is going to be near side. Going to get the ball, and that's going to be Kohler. Kohler's going to stop him in the backfield.
Kevin Kohler
on the carry. Kohler able to get in the backfield and bring him back to the original line of scrimmage. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 for this Bears. I don't think we've seen a 3-and-out by this Bears team yet.
This could be a first of many.
In the second half. The balls on the near side of the field continue to get a pretty interesting lightning show. Looking out toward the north. High formation behind Jansen, receiver, both sides. Then that's going to be far side. Hitler's going to get in the backfield and knock it back for a loss. Great play by Hitler.
Excellent play. Penetration there and just on the
backfield. So 4th down and 13.
Oh, this guy's got 1st and 13.
So first,
Our Joe Little first side of the field marked him down, says it marked him the first down, but I think he just threw right past fourth down. So fourth and 13, coming down about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bears are going to send their punt team onto the field.
This is the first time we've seen them all game.
First punt for the Bears is we got Clay Gleason back to receive the kick. He's standing just inside his 15-yard line.
Too many men on the field.
A lot of action coming onto and off of the field. Trying to figure out what they were going to do there on fourth down. A little bit of confusion in the backfield for the Bears. So that's going to set the fourth and 18. Ball back inside their own 40-yard line mark at the 39. They're going to wind the clock. We get inside 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tyler Thompson, I believe, back to kick.
Number 40.
Good punt. Clay Gleason fields it at the 25, up to the 30, comes near sideline 35, breaks another tackle, up past the 37, going to be marked down about the 38.
Eric Weiss.
Who's that?
Made the tackle on Clay Gleason.
Weiss making the tackle, okay. Now I'll read you. Wasn't sure what you were calling, sorry.
I'm like one of those nuff books that read to you.
Hey, just tell me a story, Tom. Just tell me a story.
Well, that came to BGM.
Not the Three Little Bears, because these bears are not the Three Little Bears.
No.
Six and 10 go for the Warhawks. Oh, they're on the 39-yard line. Pitcher's under center. Yeah, well, on near side. Overthrow Wanders, as Wanders was running out in the flats. Tell you what, Richards has just been off tonight, not been able to get anything going. This North Nebraska team hasn't been able to get anything going so far. And the score dictates it. The Warhawks down 63-0.
I got a nickname for BGM, Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears. They are the Bad News Bears.
And you got bad news coming your way.
Bad news. So second 10, clock continues to run with the score 63-0 of the Bears. Ball on the far side or middle of the field. Offset eye behind Richards. Richards is going to hand off to Stockdale off the left tackle. He's met at the line of scrimmage and driven back. No gain, maybe a loss of one on the play for Stockdale. We wind down inside 5 minutes here in the third quarter. They give him the line of scrimmage. Plus about a half yard, so third and 11.
Play brings up third down and 10 and a half.
The PA announcer here in the stadium calls it 10 and a half. We'll round up to 11.
Isn't that how you do it? You round down, not up.
Yeah, anything more than a half, we'll do the next one. Four receiver stat for Richards. Stockdale in the backfield with him. Take this man. He's got the man in his face. A little bit of a screen to Stockdale. Stockdale up past the 40, 45. Going to get it up kind of close to midfield. I think he's going to be stopped just short of the first down. Pickup of about eight. We'll see where they mark this one. Yeah, I think he's going to be
2 yards shy.
Just, yeah. He got, if it was 10 and a half, he got 8.5 of it back because we're going to be a fourth and two ball just outside of midfield for the Warhawks.
Now, would you go for it or you get a punt?
If you're asking me, you go for it here. 63-0, you got nothing to lose. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. High formation. Richards is going to keep it off right behind the center. Going to push forward, get past midfield. That's going to be enough for a first down. They're going to move the chains, and that's the North Nebraska Warhawks first down with 3:45 to go in the third quarter.
That's the third first down.
Richards ball, far side of the field. Cortell on the slot, far side. He comes in motion, offset eye behind him. Rolls his side to him. Takes a snap, rolls out, takes the handoff. Ball up. That's going to be caught. Caught about the 45, I think about 4 yards by Cortell. As Richards was finally able to get a little time, rolled out here to the wide side of the field and find Cortell. Pick up the four. Now we're going to give him three in the play, so second and seven.
ball at the bare 46-yard line. Ball's near side of the field now. Monorca has to travel left to right as you finish your radio. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel in the slot. I believe that's Wanders on the far side of the field. Pitch is going to be the far side. Stockdale is going to reverse his field, cut back across, going to make it down about the 40. It's going to be close, but just short of another Warhawk first down. Bring it to third down and short. Down to the 41. Third down and two for the Warhawks. 2:16 to go in the third quarter. BGM Bears leading this one 63-0 as the crowd keeps whining here in the third quarter.
This is the first time Northwest has been territory.
A little bit of a rhythm. Offset arc. Payoff's going to be to Rutledge the other. Rutledge is going to go off right tackle. He's going to pick up about a yard, maybe a yard and a half, up to the 40, but I think he's going to be a little bit short of the first down. Yep, they're going to stop the ball right at the 40, and that's going to be up a fourth and one. We're a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. That's the second half action on KIIC, feed number 6, Thunder Country. All the scores on station. Receiver in the slot, offset eye behind Richards. They're going to creep up. Thinking Richards is going to take this one.
Oh.
Richards went into the hard count. He got his own guys. So the procedural penalty is going to back him up 5. That's going to bring him up 4 and 6. Just as Northampton was starting to move the ball. So the ball moved back to the 45-yard line. 4th and 6 with right at about a minute to go in the third quarter.
Now, if you punt it, you can possibly send them down in their own team.
Rutledge runs off. Simmons comes on. They're going to go a 4-receiver set. Stockdale in the backfield. Richards in the shotgun. Richards takes it. Richards going to run off left side. He's going to get up past the 40, down to the 36, I believe. So Richards on the draw, spread everybody out with the 4 receivers, and with the draw off the left side, is able to pick it up enough for the first down. Needed 6, he got about 8 on it. Clock winds down inside 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Another first down for the North by Haskell Warhawks.
That's number 2 on this drive.
And keep moving the ball like this. This is probably how Coach Aaron had drawn it up from the get-go, but just not able to do it. Offset out behind him. Richards going to roll on near side to pass. Ball's going to be picked off. Number 9 at the 45. 50 up off midfield. Down into right half the chest. And midfield puts it back. He's going to take this one all the way. That's number 9. I believe he was intended for Kohler here on the near side. Barry stepped in front of it on his own 35 and returned it 65 yards.
That's interception number 5.
5th interception tonight for the Warhawks. But yeah, if he was running back, the clock wound down. Here on the third quarter, as Barry takes it 65 yards, returns the interception for a touchdown. That puts the BGM Bears 69, North Mahaska 0, as BGM lines up to add the extra point. Number 21, Andrew Crady out to attempt the extra point. Jansen in the hold for him. Ball's down. Kick is up.
Why?
Looks like you got a little far over to your
right. Wide right.
No good on the kick. You must have the laces. That was the,
yeah, that's laces in.
The Ace Ventura,
what was it?
Wide brain laces. Laces out.
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
Which one, Marino?
Okay, the kicker.
Oh, I don't remember the kicker's name. But as we watch the BGM Bear cheerleaders, we're out of lots of 69 jumping jacks. They've had their workout for the evening. Every time the Bears have been able to score, they've run out of we've seen push-ups so far. I think it was in the Monty game. Plus, they ended up doing push-ups and counting by 5. But the dedicated BGM Bear cheerleaders are doing every single one.
We're going to applaud that. We're going to applaud that.
We're going to reset the clock for the fourth quarter. at the end of the third quarter, BGM.
Could you just copy Jack right now? Or
not,
69?
Not all in one try. I probably have to take a rest and eat a sandwich. So they're going to reset the clock for the fourth quarter as the Bears get ready to kick off for what seems like the 85th time tonight.
Oh, 35, Sheridan, 0. Tulane, 67, Tri-County, 0, final.
So yeah, tell us the team to beat in that district. And,
well, district leaders for that district is Oskaloosa and Pella.
Oskaloosa and Pella. I tell you, Pella, after a big win against Grinnell here a couple of weeks ago, and Pella has been winning some big games, and that Dutch team is something else.
They're ranked in the
number 21. Andrew Craig getting ready to kick off for the Bears.
Stockdale back to receive.
Kick is out. Stockdale's going to let it hit.
It's going to go in the end zone.
He's going to go ahead and field it about the 5, get out past the 10. Going to make a defender miss, going to make it up close to the 20. Hilder was going back on it. Stockdale was coming up on it, and I think Stockdale thought Hilder was going to come back. And
a little miscommunication.
Yep, and that ball hit the ground
and
squirted back, and Stockdale had to go retrieve it inside his own 5-yard line. They got back up to the 18, going to give him the 19. Warhawks going to get a first and 10 with 11:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Applaud the BGM team and great facilities here. Great spot in the press box for us. Thank all the Bears volunteers and staff for making a little room for us. Great facility, great field here in Brooklyn. Richards with the stacked eye behind him. Bortel, Rutledge, and handoff's going to be to Bortel. Bortel off the right side. He's going to get past the 20, close to the 25. Pick up five. Well, that was a star deal. Looked like he faked the handoff to Bortel. Playmaker in on the stop for the Bears. Slaymaker in on the stop. 10:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Bears leading this one 69-0. Rutledge, Bortel, and Stockdale behind Richards in the stacked eye. Two tight ends for the Warhawks. Now it's going to be near side of Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be at the line of scrimmage, keeps his legs moving. They push forward about the 25. They're giving forward progress just right at the 25. Moving the football on the 25, so make up a 2. So third and 4 with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ball's on the near side of the field. The Warhawks moving right to left as you face your radio.
The Bears.
Warhawks break huddle, come out in their 4 receiver set. Richards in the shotgun with Stockdale to his left. Ball near side. The snap. Richards is going to keep it. He's going to run off left side up past the 25 to the 26.
They smelled that one like a garbage can out there.
Only picked up about a yard. That's going to bring up a 4th and 3.
Oh, that breeze coming through that door feels pretty good.
Yeah, they opened the door to the press box here and get a little bit of a... We've had a good east, kind of east to west breeze tonight. It's on fourth and 3 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawks going to go for it. Offset out behind him. Richards is going to keep it. Try to run off right side. Push forward. The ball come out there, Tom?
It looks like it.
Looks like somebody yelled ball. They're going to mark.
The ball carrier? Yeah, the ball did come out.
Close to the 30, and he got it. He got enough, about an extra yard. So, needed 3, picked up 4. Warhawks picked up a first down with 8:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, this half, we've got 3 first downs. That's a big improvement over last half.
Starting to move the ball a little bit. I can only think that the Bears are resting some of their seniors and starters. Let some of the younger guys play. Offside eye. Pitch is going to be far side to Stockdale. Stockdale reverses his field. Going to make it up past the 35. Pick up the... We'll see where they mark him here. Marking right at the 35, so pick up the 5 for Stockdale off the right side.
I was wrong.
You were close, Tommy. I was thinking 6-2, but they marked the ball. Put the nose of the ball right on the 35. I've given the FDR. Clock continues to run. We're inside 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. UGM Bears leading this one 69-0. Warhawks trying to keep from being shut out here tonight. Offset eye. Two receivers set with a slot near side. Stodge over the Rutledge behind Richards. Looked like somebody jumped early, but the handoff was to the up back, Rutledge. Rutledge made it up past the 37, almost to the 38. Yeah, it looked like this near side of the offensive line jumped, but I guess maybe they went at the same time. They got the ball, so they let the play go ahead. So third and two, ball on the 37-yard line. Ball's on the far side of the field. Bortel in the slot. Wanders, far side receiver. Rutledge and Stagel on the offset eye behind Richards. Snap. Richards spins. It's Kohler in the head of interference. Yeah. Kohler was trying to cut across, and Kohler got his feet tangled with the defender. Flag comes in on the play, and that's going to be a pass interference call as he was tripped up by one of the Bears secondary.
I saw that from up here.
Yeah, he fell down well short of the ball, or well short of when the football was being inflicted. Is. Richards made a pretty good play on the ball.
You know, as a quarterback, you got to keep your eye open. You got a mismatch right there. Usually somebody tries to do a little bit of pass interference just to, you know, slow them up so they don't get beat.
Because Kohler's listed at 6'2". He gives a couple inches, or the defenders give a couple inches up to him as he's coming across. They've got Kohler lined up as a tight end for a good portion of the night.
165.
Four-hawks break huddle on the four receiver set. Stockton and Richards in the backfield. Shot in. Richards going to take the pass. Going to be a little screen to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to reverse the field back to the other side. Up past the 40. Down to the 35 and brought down at the 33-yard line. Great point for the Warhawks is the Warhawk offensive line let the Bear defensive line go kind of a jailbreak, and then Richards was able to find Stockdale on the near side with the screen pass.
15-yard gain on that.
15 yards, and the Warhawks another first down. I'm pretty sure you heard the guy upstairs call 15.
Come on. I'll do some math.
Pretty sure that's how it went. So Warhawks back in their four receiver set. Richards and Stockton on the backfield. Shotgun. Richards going to keep it. He's going to pitch out far side to Stockton. Stockton's going to run for the far sideline. Up down past the ball comes out and rolls out of bounds.
Oh,
he immediately down to the 20-yard line, and the ball came squirting out. They're going to mark the ball out around the 15. So a pickup of 18 on the play, even with the ball squirting out and rolling out of bounds. Stockdale took the pitch around the far side.
What was that game?
In 18, I already called it.
All right.
I called it before the guys upstairs got it.
Well, I'm
getting the Warhawks a first and 10 with the ball on the Bear 15-yard line. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
Close this week into the end zone.
Well, they need to push one in here. The Bear defense trying to preserve the shutout. High formation. Oh.
Come on, Richards. Get some weight.
Wanders was lined out wide on this side. And Rutledge in that fullback spot. Rutledge and Wanders apparently were on the same page, but the rest of the Warhawk offense was not. So with the procedure penalty, pushing them back 5 yards, going to bring up first and 15. Ball on the north, or on the Bear 20-yard line. We're past the 9 o'clock hour.
9 o'clock?
Still continue to get some lining off to the far side. Yeah, it's going to be the up back of Rutledge. Rutledge is going to make it up past the 20.
Number 33, Rutledge is the senior for the Warhawks.
Rutledge, they're going to give him no gain on the play. They're going to bring up second and 15. Ball still spotted on the 20-yard line. I think Olson they're on the stop. No, that was Garrett Bowen. 44 Garrett Bowen out on the stop of the Bears. 4:07 to go in the fourth quarter. About middle of the field. Offset eye behind Richards. That's Rutledge and Stagdale. Two receivers set. Botel in the slot. Pitch is going to be near side to Stogdus. Stogdus will make it up past the 20, down to the 15. Going to back his way down about the 17. Good pickup of about 8. They make up a third down and 7. Ball just right, just beyond the 12-yard line. Call it the 12, 3rd and 7, down the 12. And the Bears 12-yard line with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. As the Bears' lone score area in the second half has been on a punt return. Four receiver set. Richards takes it, rolls out right. Ops going to pitch it to Stogdill. Stogdill is going to make his way to the sideline. He's going to get it close to a first down, knocked out of bounds by the Bear defender.
I'll just give him the first down.
He's going to be up. See where they spot it here. He made it down close to the 5. He needed to get, I think, all over the 5-yard line for the first down. They're going to mark the ball right at the 5. And they see, yep, looks like they did give him a first down. First and goal to go for the Wheelhouse. Ball right at the 5-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. Wanders out near side. Botel in the slot. Rutledge and Stogdill on the offset eye. Pitch is going to be near side. Stogdill is going to cut it back up past the 5. He's going to fall forward to the 3, down to the 2. Bring up second goal to go. Ball from the 2-yard line.
You smell that?
Goal to go from the 3. Just between the 2, they're going to give me 3.
Smell that?
Smell the goal line. This is the closest the Warhawks has been to Pater so far tonight. Clock continues to run with a point differential. We're down inside 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Stacked out with Rutledge, Bortel, and Stogdill. They're behind Richards. Handoff's going to be right side to Stogdill. Stogdill's going to be a pass around his finish. Pick up maybe a yard, and then he's driven back by the Bear defense. Play a third and goal to go. Ball on the 1-yard line for the Warhawks. We continue to get a little bit of lightning here off to the north, not as much as what we had earlier. Just seem to be a little farther off into the distance.
Just remember, get hit by lightning.
Stop dropping the roll.
You can survive.
Going to be pitched to the near side. Stogdill couldn't make it out. Stogdill dragged down about the 5-yard line. To the 39, Aaron Marisov. Cole Barry on the top of the Bears. Then we have a fourth down, fourth and goal to go. Ball spotted on the 5-yard line. We're inside a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Richards got the offset eye with Rutledge and Stogdill behind him. Botel in the slot. Botel is going to go in motion to the far side with Wanders. They're shift their defense. They're going to take the handoff. Reception is going to be You're in the hands of the penalty. That's a turnover on downs. The Bear offense will take over. There's 21 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. They'll get the ball on their own 5-yard line. Best chance we've had our life to score tonight, Tommy, and not able to capitalize. First and goal to go on the 5.
That's going to be game right there.
As the Bears come to the line, clock starts. We're down inside 5 seconds.
Three,
the line's down.
2, 1.
We're then one quick play. There's a handoff. They mark. No gain on play, and the clock runs out on this one. So week 7, the North Atlanta Warhawks, the Warhawks go down to the BGM Bears, the number one team in Class A in the state of Iowa. They racked up 63 points in the first half against the Warhawks.
Well, at least we held them in the second half.
We did hold them. The only points they scored in the second half with a running clock was the punt return, the first series in the second half. So, again, one of the greatest things I think we get to see every week is the sportsmanship gesture of the shaking hands at midfield as both teams come together to shake hands. And,
you know, you see that last week, you know, there was an unfortunate incident where one of the Pekin players was ejected out of the game. But, you know, in my opinion, he was just trying to go for the ball, and I'm sure a lot of other people would say that, but a lot of the North Nebraska parents would say, no, he was trying to, he was out there and hurt
trying to hurt somebody. And, you know, at the end of the day, what happens out on the football field is not ever life-changing. Or, you know, there's certainly lots of other bigger things that will happen in some of these young men's lives. But as they take the field on Friday nights, we sure enjoy bringing it to you. We thank you for all those of you who stuck with us tonight despite the score. Next week we'll be coming to you live, same time, 6:45 pregame. We'll be covering everything from the kickoff to the very last play as Linville Sully makes their way to New Sharon as North Nebraska and Linville Sully be playing next week. The final here from Brooklyn, Iowa, BGM High School. See, the Bears of Brooklyn win this one 69-0. Tommy, you got some other final scores or some other
final score? Albia 49, TCM Monroe 6.
That game played earlier because of the weather.
Pella 42, the Sheraton 0, fourth quarter.
Shall note that Sheraton's
in. I encourage people after I get done with all these scores to tune into the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont game. That is actually a very close one. Tied up at 28 in the third quarter.
Okay. And you can listen to that. I think that's feed number 3 on the KIIC Thunderbolt app or from your desktop computer.
Wayne, 67, Tri-County 0.
Wow.
That is final.
And it did go final.
Central Lee, 8, Davis County, 29.
Okay.
English Valley, 0, Pekin, 56. We also have Sigourney Kyoto, 26, West Branch, 34. Clark, 14, Bondurant Ferrar, 66. Ottumwa, 7, Mason City, 7, first quarter due to a weather delay.
And I believe that game is in Mason City, and as we look off to the north, the lightning and the stuff that we saw tonight, I'm sure they're having to put up with some of that here tonight.
Oskaloosa 30, Keokuk 9, and that is at the half.
Yep. Oskaloosa continues to win some big games, winning homecoming last week against Norwalk. This week that Keokuk game, and I believe that's a district game as well.
Yes, that is.
But Oskaloosa continues to continue to surprise some people. You know, Coach Sterner in his first year there, had dinner with him with the Oskaloosa Rotary last time they're together, and this night got a chance to speak with Coach Sterner. And I tell you what, talk to him. He's a guy that believes in his kids, believes in getting off the bus and going to work and everybody doing their job. I think he's got a good thing going with that Oskaloosa team.
Bella Christian lost in a heartbreaker to Ogden, 13-14. Monizuma 75, Southeast Warren 6.
Wow. So I'm not sure what the schedule is, but when that Monty team comes up against this BGM team, I'd say that's going to be a game for the ages to talk about.
I was just going to say for the ages.
So join us next week. We'll be back at home against Linville Sully.
Come out to the game.
Come out to the game. Come support these Warhawks. You know, even with a tough game here tonight, a lot of Warhawk faith, a lot of red in the stands. We appreciate all you guys following us at home. Janelle, if you're listening, we'll be home here in just a little bit.
Honey, we're coming home.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks, guys.